Yes, good morning. Welcome to KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. I've been talking about it all morning. I'm very happy to welcome the actual Laguna Beach Santa Claus into our studio. How are you?
I'm doing very fine. How are you?
Thank you so much for coming on with us this morning. Is this early for you, or are you good?
I'm good.
This time of the year, though.
It is early.
So you have residence on Forest Avenue, where people can still see you as Santa Claus until...
Yes, until Christmas Eve.
Until Christmas Eve. You get very busy, I assume, on Christmas Day.
Yes, we do.
Yeah, I would imagine.
what are some strange Christmas presents kids have asked for this year?
Oh, my God. I don't know where to start. You know, they're asking for... You know, little kids asking for iPods.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, 5-year-olds and 6-year-olds.
What's the youngest iPhone ask you've gotten?
I think it was 4.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah.
Do you think they'll get it?
Kids actually pretty smart, though. That's what's scary.
That's true. They are getting smarter,
yeah,
aren't
but
they?
But he was really nice. He was a good kid and seemed very smart and was wonderful.
Is there anything that really surprised you that somebody asked for? Like, wow, what a nice kid.
Well, I had one young lady come in, and she said that she would like everybody just to be peaceful and happy.
Isn't that the innocence of children?
I know. It was incredible. I had one young girl that came in, and I was talking to her. She sat on my lap, and she didn't want to leave. She just sat there and kept looking at me, and we would talk a little bit, and she'd look at me, and she was just as cute as you could possibly be, and she was nice, and, you know, and her parents sitting there. They were kind of giggling, you know, and stuff. And it was really a treat to see somebody that, you know, outgoing at that age.
Right.
You know, and I was like, that was really kind of fun to see that.
Because you usually probably get a lot of people also that are quite the opposite, very scared of you, right? Oh.
You get them, they'll be 10 feet away from you, smiling, jumping up and down. They walk up 2 feet away from you, and all of a sudden they just... panic strikes, and you know, you try and be nice and you cheer them down, try and talk to them. We have a little candy canes that we give them, and they'll be crying and reach out and grab the candy cane, you know.
Oh, so they still take the candy cane, but yeah. It doesn't ease them at all.
No, it doesn't.
How funny.
You know, but it's a lot of fun doing that and seeing, putting the smiles on people's faces these days, especially with everything that's been going on just lately.
Yeah.
And stuff that it makes me feel good that I can put a smile on these people's face.
Yeah, absolutely. Has anybody pulled the beard?
Oh, I actually kind of let them because some of them come up, you know, and they kind of look at it, and I go, okay, you can pull on it, but don't pull real hard. And they pull on it, and their mouths get open, their eyes get open, and they look back, and they look at me like, wow, they thought it was all fake.
You really are Santa Claus is what's going through their head at that moment.
Well, I sure hope so, because the look on their face sure does make you think that.
Now, I remember when I was a kid and I used to sit on Santa's lap, I would always, I would not want to tell my parents what I asked you for, because you want to make sure only Santa knows. So you probably get that a lot, right?
No, you know, I really haven't.
Really?
You know, the ones that come in that have the list, they don't say much. They just hand me the list. And then the other ones don't remember.
Right.
And the other ones, the parents have to kind of tell them.
Remind them what they wanted
what
for
they
Christmas.
Want. So it's kind of funny.
So nobody like whispers in your ear like, Santa, make sure don't tell my parents this is what I want.
Not yet. Not this year yet.
Okay.
You know, so I've been lucky that way. So
that surprises me. I was reading something online, and maybe I'll take your expert opinion on this, that scientists have actually figured out why Rudolph's nose is red. And I'll tell you why. He has more red blood cells than the typical reindeer, which makes him less susceptible to cold, which qualifies him as the best reindeer to lead the sleigh.
Well, you know what? If that's true, that's awesome, because he has saved my tail a lot of times, and he's been really good, and he's an awesome reindeer.
There you go. Tell us about Christmas time in Laguna Beach for you. What's it like to be Santa Claus here?
Well, it's a lot of fun. Santa Claus in Laguna, being the local Santa Claus, is really a lot of fun. There's a lot of people around, you know, that try and think I'm somebody else.
Right.
And they don't realize that I am Santa Claus.
Of course, yes.
They wonder who I really am. And it's a lot of fun because when, you know, you've been coming here for as many years as I have, you know, it's a lot of people kind of look at you and go, wow, that is Santa Claus.
Yeah, absolutely. Is there any place other than Laguna that you would even dare to be Santa Claus?
Well, you know, I did a thing for a restaurant up in Newport Landing the other day.
Okay.
And it was really a lot of fun. You know, it was a little different because, you know, that up there, it's a different people, you know. It was really good. They're cute, kids coming in, getting their pictures taken and stuff. And it's just a lot of fun. I don't mind. You know, I like going everywhere.
Right.
You know, it's a Santa Claus is a magical guy, and he can get around and do a lot of things that a lot of people normally can't.
Absolutely. I was going to ask you, outside of Christmas, do you keep the beard?
Oh, all year round.
So you're probably being called Santa Claus all year.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Always all year round.
So Forest Avenue up until Christmas Eve, people can come see you.
Right.
Do you have a favorite Christmas song?
I like Jingle Bells.
Jingle Bells?
That's like simple.
Kind of sounds like what we're playing back here.
Yeah, it's kind of, it's like simple. It kind of tells the story a little bit, you know, and it kind of puts a smile on everybody's face and gets people moving.
Love it.
Gets the blood flowing, and people always know the song, and it's always fun to hear people break into singing that song.
It's a good one. Were you at Hospitality Night by any chance?
Yes, I was.
You were? You were on a fire truck, if I remember correctly.
Yeah.
We led the whole chorus into Jingle Bells and various other songs in the audience there.
That was a really awesome night downtown Laguna Beach. People came out in groves. The kids were incredible. The parents were super.
Biggest night of the year.
I mean, Laguna downtown that night is probably the biggest night of the year downtown.
Yeah.
And it's an awesome thing.
I believe it's the only night of the year that Forest Avenue is actually closed, right?
I think they do. They used to do another couple of nights a year.
Right.
The first Thursday of the month used to do some kind of deal where they closed down there, you know. But I'm not in Laguna at that time, so I just hear rumors about it through my network.
your elf network, you will.
There you go.
So Santa Claus is in our studio right now here at KX93.5. If you are not at school and you are a kid, or maybe you're at school and you have a moment and you'd like to give us a call, we'd love to take your phone call. I know it's a lot to ask at, you know, 9:10 in the morning, but our number, if you'd like, 715-5936, if you wouldn't mind taking a couple calls if we get them.
No, that'd be more than fun.
Okay, so 715-5936, if anyone would like to call Santa Claus right now. I know when I was a kid, I would sometimes be a little nervous to visit him in the mall, especially when I was a little older, like 12, and I still saw Santa Claus. I'd probably call him or send him a letter because I was too embarrassed to go see him. So if you indeed want to call Santa Claus, 715-5936.
Yes, this is Mrs. Claus. Is my husband there?
Yes, he is.
Oh, hi, honey.
How are you today, sweetie?
Did you sneak off and not do your chores?
Yes, I did. I had to come here and do this interview with the new FM radio station in Laguna Beach and down here enjoying myself.
Well, how nice. The reindeer were waiting for their carrots, and the elves are working hard on all of the toys.
Well, the carrots are in the shed in back of the house.
Okay.
You can just tell number one elf down there that he can start taking care of the other ones, okay?
Okay.
And I'll be home as fast as I can.
Okay. We heard you on the radio. And we went, wait a minute, that's where he snuck off to. The number one Laguna Beach radio station.
Well, Santa's a pretty sneaky guy when he wants to be, you know.
All right, we just thought we'd check on you.
Thank you, Mrs. Claus.
Okay, bye-bye.
See you later, dear.